Talking about corn, what is the outside part of the ear of corn?
The shuck.
And then the part that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
Well, some of them call it a tassel, and some of them call it a tassel.
What do you call it?
It just depends on how my tongue is working. And then the blades is what you gather, what they used to pull, and called it fodder. Make hands that out, and then they'd take three or four of our hands and put in that, and made that into a bundle. And if you we'd cut that corn sometime, you know, the tops out, and use it, and we'd tie it in bundles, and feed it to the stock. And on the cob was grains. That grain had a husk on it and had silk. When a boy, when that silk got brown and kind of cured, we'd slip around and get that and roll it up with a cigarette and smoke it for tobacco.
Oh, I never heard of doing that.
Well, while we're on that smoking, now there's a weed that's called mullein here, that, and it's called one that grows with big leaves on the ground. Then there's one that grows up that we call rabbit tobacco. We gather that mullein and that rabbit tobacco and dry it, and we boys would smoke it if we could get by more than that.
Does it taste like regular tobacco?
No. But it has a taste. Well, about the corn now, while we're talking about tobacco, you know, a lot of girls used to it was stylish to dip snuff.
I've heard of it, I've never seen it done.
And young girls would take corn that was ground meal and parch it till it was brown, and they'd use that for the snuff. So all that goes along.
To get back to talking about the corn, what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
That's a roasting hair.
Okay.
Now, the go a little further there, be a little bit more specific. They have a corn. Now, they know that the roasting corn, or it's called pencil. The cob is just about as big as your finger, and it's not as, maybe it'll grow 8 and 10 inches long. And but the some got short round grain, and some got longer grains, like you've seen corn of the field corn for horses. And this corn is so much tender, and come off the cob when you bite. The little boy says, we gnawed it off the cob. We have that, then you have a popcorn too, that there's a difference of that. This is what's called a shoe peg, and the regular popcorn, the colored popcorn, all of it pop, but just popcorn and the shoe peg's good to pop, and then nothing with it. I usually pop nearly every night, a good sized bowl full. Wife need a few drains out, and I'll eat the other and look at the television. My eyes got to where I can't read, and I have to have something out there. Too much.
Okay, what is that large round thing that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Now, that's that pumpkin I was talking about a while ago. Now, there's different kinds of those, and I don't know how to explain that. The old-fashioned field pumpkin is what you made a jack-o'-lantern out of, and then they got some that's yellow, and they withstand the heat better than that.